United Nations, Fight Terrorism by Opening Borders to More Afghans. By John Binder on August 26, 2021. Warning, graphic images. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi says the Islamic terrorist attacks in Kabul, Afghanistan, which has left dead at least 13 United States service members, underscores the need to resettle more Afghans across the U.S. On Thursday, the Islamic State, Khorasan Province, ISIS-K, claimed responsibility for two suicide bombings in Kabul that killed at least 10 U.S. Marines, one U.S. Navy medic, and another two service members along with at least 90 others and has left at least 150 others wounded. The terrorist attacks marked the largest single-day loss of life for American soldiers in Afghanistan in 10 years, as Breitbart News reported. The last largest loss of life for the U.S. armed forces in Afghanistan occurred in August 2011 when the Taliban shot down a helicopter carrying 30 American soldiers. In response, Grandi suggested that terrorist attacks underscore why nations in the Western world must open their borders to more Afghans for permanent resettlement. Today's horrible bomb attack in Kabul, in addition to everything else, should make us all even more determined not to leave the Afghan people alone, Grandi wrote. Now is the time to do more for Afghans at risk and in need, and for those who are displaced or refugees in neighboring, sick, countries. Already, President Joe Biden's administration is bringing tens of thousands of Afghans to the U.S. through a fast-track process where Afghans are taken to third countries like Qatar and Spain for screening and then brought to the U.S. before their processing has been completed. Afghans, thus far, are being resettled in Texas, Pennsylvania, Florida, and Arizona, as well as New Jersey, Connecticut, and Virginia. This week, Biden announced that the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, would use its authority to provide thousands of Afghans with humanitarian parole to come to the U.S. These are Afghans who do not qualify for special immigrant visas, SIVs, refugee status, or the newly created P2 visa. Potentially 50,000 Afghans could be given humanitarian parole to arrive in the U.S. Over the last 20 years, nearly a million refugees have been resettled in the nation, more than double that of residents living in Miami, Florida. And it would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida. Refugee resettlement costs American taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years, according to research, and each refugee costs taxpayers about $133,000 over the course of their lifetime. Within 5 years, an estimated 16% of all refugees admitted will need housing assistance paid for by taxpayers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.